Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sean Salisbury, M790 in Houston, former NFL quarterback. Always great to talk to him. Sean, how are you? Thanks for joining me today.
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing all right. And we were having an interesting conversation last segment, Sean. I'm curious your take. We were talking about the quarterback with the most to prove. It's kind of a weird question in a way because I guess you could look at it a number of different ways. I'll tell you how I took it. I said Matthew Stafford because I think he's the most talented quarterback in the league that has accomplished nothing, essentially, from a team perspective. That's why I picked him. You know, some people picked like guys like Sam Darnold or Carson Wentz, who, you know, I don't know. How would you even look at that question?
And we're talking around a whole league, right?
Yeah,
the
whole league.
The whole NFL.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting because when you look at a guy like Darnold, the expectations for Darnold and Jackson and Rosen, you know, all the guys that were taken in that are ever taken in the first round, their expectations. But I'm one of those that, and Darnold has a lot to prove, but we always have this kicker with Darnold and is, well, if he's on a better team, right?
Right.
We do that with young quarterbacks. As they get older, you know what we say? Why can't that quarterback elevate him, right?
Right.
Year five and six, we're saying, well, the best ones are supposed to be able to take average and make it good and good and make it great. So Darnold's kind of in that no man's land right now where people are critical and say, yeah, he's got a lot to prove, and he does. Because he's got to go do it if he goes to a good team. But we still give him a hall pass a little more because, well, and the comparison, he's down now. You wouldn't have, if you've known what you know now, you'd have said, well, I don't know if I could take him where I do. But most experts think he's going to be good somewhere else. So if he goes there and plays average, then I think we say, well, dude, if you don't pick this up, you got a lot to prove. Stafford's a good choice. But the thing for him is he's been around a long time. People say, well, no playoff. You know, he's not winning in the playoffs. I think that's a great choice because now there's no excuse.
Right.
Now, we were talking about this on my show about 3 days ago. We don't have the big arm, loaded with talent, great football IQ. Never had a team where every element had good play, where it was like good offensive line, good running game, some good receivers. Defense is solid, gets off the field. It's always been mat or bust. So and truth is, people hold him for a guy who's not won playoff games. We hold him in the highest regard. But you are right. Stafford's got a ton to prove. I'm going to tell you a sneaky one, and I know that this would finish 15th. But I'm going to tell you one that people will start to talk as his career winds down, is Aaron Rodgers. And I'm going to tell you why. Not that he'd be at the list by any stretch, but it's a sneaky one because I hold him, and I think he's one of the best players we've ever had. But you know what those – like the Marino people who said, well, Dan didn't win a Super Bowl, and as good as Marino is, well, guess what? They're going to say, well, what's Aaron, 1-4 or whatever it is in NFC championship games? They're going to say, well, why couldn't he elevate? Well, why didn't he take him to another level? You're going to get those naysayers. I would not put him there. I think Stafford belongs at the top of the list. In the young group, I think we've already seen what Rosen brings. Darnold is definitely the guy. And we haven't got to the Burrow, Herbert. They're not under any pressure yet because they were rookies trying to prove it. So I think that's fair. So for different reasons for Darnold and Matt Stafford, And, you know, there's guys that we say, okay, we know who they are, so we're not really worried about what they have to prove. But as far as young guys go, because there's a lot of people think that Darnold's going to go somewhere else, like I said, and be a star. And now Matt Stafford supposedly has the St. Louis Rams in Super Bowl contention. But you will get the naysayers down the road say, yeah, why is Rodgers in the Mount Rushmore? He only has one Super Bowl and lost three or four NFC championship games. And I'd put him in my top six quarterbacks ever. I think Rodgers is that good. So, yeah, I like your choice of Stafford because there's no excuses now.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Rodgers one is interesting. I was making the case that you could make the argument that everybody besides Tom Brady has at least something to prove, right? Patrick Mahomes, outside of the last 7 minutes in the first Super Bowl, he hasn't played well in the Super Bowl. The other, 113 minutes. So you can make a case for anything. On the Rodgers thing, I think it's been overblown. I feel like people are always talking about the talent around him. But the last 3 years, he's had Devontae Adams and Aaron Jones, and he's always had good receivers. He had Jordy Nelson. He had Randall Cobb. He had Greg Jennings. He even had Donald Driver before he completely went off the cliff. I mean, he's had good receivers there. I mean, he doesn't have a great second receiver now. But Devontae Adams, I think Sean is a top five receiver.
Oh, yeah, and we may be cheating him out of a slot or two. I agree. And Aaron, because he's so good in the ball coming, you know, and with some of the things he's done, he's going to get that hall pass. And I understand it because that's kind of the way we do. But I understand when they say we're not giving him defense, but you're right. Well, give him more weapons. Well, I understand. He's pretty good weapons this year, and he put up some big numbers to be the MVP. It's not just him, but he's a great player. And I'll tell you one more little tidbit of interesting for me would be, and he's not in the list, but somewhere to prove. He came highly regarded. Ooh, we learned under Belichick and behind Brady. Ooh, we got him to a Super Bowl with help from his defense and Jimmy Garoppolo. Now what? $100 million quarterback. What are we going to do? People, some want to replace him. The 49ers say they may keep him or want him back. Okay, so what are we going to get? Can Jimmy carry a team when eight guys are hurt? Or is Jimmy just a guy who needs players around him in order to be just a system-type guy? I think he lingers somewhere. You're going to talk about him, but he's not going to make the Stafford group because Stafford – in my opinion, is the most talented player in the league who's had the least amount of talent around him. So we're going to give him that hall pass 10, 12 years into his career. But he's still young enough. He's still got plenty of skills, and he's going with a great coach. He's got weapons. He's got the best defensive player in the world, Aaron Donald. And he's going to L.A. and all those things. It's now time for Matt Stafford to prove what a lot of us think, that he can make them a Super Bowl-caliber team and actually get in and win some playoff games with good players around him.
Yeah, I think it's well said. I agree with you on Garoppolo, too. I don't know, maybe you think I'm crazy. To me, I know he's won a lot of games. I give credit for that, but I think that's a lot to do with the team he's been on. To me, Jimmy Garoppolo's Andy Dalton. Maybe not Andy Dalton now, but like Andy Dalton on the Bengals. Nice player. If you have really good talent around him, you could win some games. But he's not carrying a team. That's how I see it.
Bull, I'm 100% with you. Listen, I like him. The ball gets up and out quick. He's got a good release. He doesn't scare you pushing the ball down the field. He's really good when Kyle Shanahan's kicking butt, and he can throw it around 24, 25 times. Every now and again, he can have one of those 390-yard games, but he kind of works within it. Protect the football. And I'm okay with game managers, but every now and again, for 3 weeks, can you carry me and load me on your back? I think Dalton's a good comparison. Solid player, may jump into a Pro Bowl or two, get you to the playoffs, and if everything's perfect, you can go farther. If not, I don't see how anybody could argue otherwise. He looks the part of a quarterback, but we're going to find out just how good he is, and we probably would have found out more had he not been hurt on a team that was beat up, but I think most people think Jimmy Garoppolo is outside the top dozen quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, no doubt. Talking with Sean Salisbury, AM 790 in Houston, of course, the former NFL quarterback. Sean, J.J. Watt signs with Arizona. You know, everybody was convinced it was certain teams. Nobody was talking about Arizona. It does seem like a weird choice. I mean, Arizona's a pretty good team, but it seems like there were better options in terms of if he wanted to, it was all about the Super Bowl. Were you surprised when you heard it was the Cardinals?
I think a little bit because it wasn't bad. We didn't talk about it. You know, even here in Houston, nobody, if Arizona's name came up, it was like, no, that's not happening. It was the big six or seven that were championship caliber teams that had a chance, that were on the cusp or have been close or been there, like Brady and Mahomes. Yet Cleveland came into play, another dominant, Miles Garrett, an Aaron Donald, that type of thing. Well, I'll tell you what, and here's the interesting thing. It's not really that far-fetched. What do most great players, one of the traits, one, there's many of them, but great players have, over the course of their career, a trait that I all know, they think they're going to make a difference in the organization.
Sure.
They do. There's that. And even at J.J., who may not be the Miles Garrett or Aaron Donald anymore, he's still the three-time Defensive Player of the Year. When he walks into a locker room, people take notice. The way he practices, I mean, he'll hold them to higher standard. And, guys, it's like when you have Brady walking, if you're the quarterback coach, you got to elevate your quarterback coaching because, like, this guy's going to check me. And J.J. will check you. So the reason why Arizona's not that far off, franchise-caliber quarterback, Chandler Jones, they've got Buda Baker, they've got Isaiah Simmons, so they're on the rise. They were 8-8, and really a handful of plays away from being 11-5. They're a riser in the division, and then you add a guy who adds depth to a team that had a bunch of different guys getting sacks. Vance Joseph is a guy he's been with and loves that 3-4 system. So, and all this comfortability. So, really, what happens if J.J. gets 12 sacks and Kyler elevates his play even more like Baker did this year and elevates, and all of a sudden they're 11-5 and they're in the playoffs. Now look out. So really, it's not like if he'd have gone to the Jets, we could have said it was about a paycheck and being around the off, you know, New York and all that stuff postseason. But J.J. still got it. So good. What's not to like? Great restaurants, right. Good weather, golf. I mean, there's a lot to do. I mean, you didn't want to play in the cold. I get it. So while it's not a championship caliber, far be it for me to tell him that, oh, how dare you go there for $31 million, 2 years of it, 23 guaranteed, right, which he's going to get all of it, and not be a player. So I don't have a problem with it. It actually was a sneaky good pick, and I think that they're a playoff caliber team. So if you're a playoff caliber team, we have to consider you a team that's got a shot, right? You can go on a run. So it didn't fit the narrative for most of us, but it fit the narrative for him, and that's all that matters.
And I never care. You know, I think players are I think players are often afraid to say that they went for the money. I don't care if players go for the money. That's their right. I don't, you know, whatever. I mean, I'm not going to judge you if you're going for the money.
Bull,
not me.
And the fact you are dead on with this, spot on. Listen, I spoke at like a nurses convention a long time ago when I was at ESPN. I mean, you know, convention doctors and nurses, there's about 500 of them there.
Right.
And I opened it up, and it was a lot. They passed the mic around at the very end of a speech, right? And they were talking about loyalty with players, not J.J. leaving, but just loyalty with players. And they bothered them that the players leave for money. And I said, okay, let me ask you this. And I on the mic, and I took it back to the person in the audience. I said, you're a nurse or a doctor, and all of a sudden the Mayo Clinic in Arizona or somewhere else or Johns Hopkins calls you up or Children's Hospital in Houston and says, we're going to pay you $200,000 more to be the chief of staff. Are you leaving?
Yeah, hell yeah.
And in the conference, that's exactly. So I'm with you. It's good weather. Listen, I love Arizona. He loves to train. All those things. Maybe that lifestyle is what he wants 4 years from now when his career's over. And for $31 million, I've never had a problem. I don't get in people's wallet, man. If you look at me and tell me, yeah, I like it. I think we can win, and I'm getting paid. Well, there's no job I hate to tell anybody this, unless you're a great investor and all of a sudden Jeff Bezos teaches you. I mean, there's no job, not even a broadcasting job, that when you walk off the field, you're getting paid $15 million a year. I know Romo gets paid a lot, but it took a few years. Rarely is there a job you jump into and says, hey, you're not going to make – most people ain't making a $2 million a year job from sports once they jump into their next job. So, you know what, whether it's money or not, when they say, well, he's got all the money, how do we know what he's – I'm not his accountant. I don't know.
Yeah.
And who could say when enough is enough? So, for me, I never have a problem when a guy says, you know what, I want to go win. We got a chance,
right,
but I also got 31 million reasons why. That doesn't bother me a bit, nor should it bother anybody else.
Yeah.
Because most of us would do the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like and plus, we're living in a different world. Like,
yep,
you know, most of us – I think, well, yeah, if I had $100 million in the bank and one team offered me $30 million, another team offered me $25 million, but the team at $25 million was a better situation, like I feel like, okay, I might take that personally, but I don't know. I don't live in that world of multi-million dollars. If I did, I might think differently. So I'm not going to judge somebody for doing it just because I think personally I might do it a different way.
That's exactly right. And $5 million or comfort to one person may say, I'm taking every ounce and nickel I can get, whether you donate it to charity. And then the other may say, you know what? I saved my money, I invested. I'm sitting on $250 million sitting in the bank because I played 15 years and made great investments and got great endorsements. And you know what? I'd rather live in Arizona than Green Bay.
Right,
if that's
exactly
what they want to save for $3 million less, okay, great, no problem. But when somebody tells me why they would say, how could somebody go there? Well, I could say the same, but how could somebody move from Arizona to South Dakota? Well, it's an oil job. Oh, okay, I get it now. You want more money. It makes sense that you want to secure for you or your family, or you just like the community and you walk in and all of a sudden, you know how it is, Bull, when you go somewhere and you walk in and you say, this feels like home. For some guys,
sure, of course.
They're willing,
yes.
they feel better about it.
Yeah.
Well, JJ's betting that the Cardinals are on the rise, that he's got a franchise. At least he didn't go somewhere where you're like, dude, you're going 3-13. And then
right.
Even then, it's his choice if he liked it there. But
that's right.
I don't have any problem with him. And Arizona at least has a quarterback to start with and some talented players on defense and on offense. And it doesn't hurt to have DeAndre Hopkins. He's comfortable there.
Yep. Sean, great stuff as always, man. We'll talk to you again next week.
Great to talk to you, man. Appreciate
you. Too.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.